We got our first win against Galway, and it's great. Good to get the year started off with a win, and then we won them down in with me there last week, and so that's with Galway playing Mayo there at the weekend, and Mayo beating Galway, we are through now to the semi-final, so it is a good start to the season.
Yeah, so and obviously it's a shortened campaign compared to, I know we've had shortened campaigns over the last few years, but it's just a much more shortened campaign than normal, isn't it?
Yeah, because they're in two different groups, you don't have to play everyone, and then it's you just play whoever's in your group.
Yeah, and you know, as you said, I suppose ran away from Westmead a bit and then maybe slackened off and let them back into it, wasn't it?
That's it, but any time you go down to Westmead, as I said, after the game, you know, they're a tough team to beat, and no one really runs away with it, you know, when you're down there and playing them in their own ground, especially not us. So I know in the last couple of years, you know, we had a tough battles now between Westmead, and it's the way they play and the way they set up, maybe it's and it's hard for us to break that down.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of the old, well, I won't say the old guard, but certainly a lot of experience in the team still, with yourself in it, and obviously Geraldine and Niamh and Karen there, and obviously Roisin McCafferty in goals, and Evelyn McGinley at full back. Quite a lot of young players coming in, Donegal, in somewhat of a transition, would it be fair to say?
Well, it's good to get the young players in now too as well to freshen it up. It's good to see them coming through, maybe the underage there you have, and the likes of Shauna McFadden, who's really made her mark on the team there in the last two games, and yeah, and you know, when you have Amy Boyle Carr there, she's on the team now for the last couple of years, and you know, you have Faina, and she joined our team this year, along with, you know, some of the younger girls are there on the panel as well, like Jodie McFadden, she's still at minor, and you have Cody as well, she's another minor player that's on the panel, which is really good to see the minor girls on the panel as well.
Yeah, and Roisin Rogers, of course, has come through as well in the last couple of years.
Yeah, Roisin's been on the team now again, similar to Amy Boyle Carr the last couple of years. So Roisin as well is making a mark on the team as in the last year or two. So it's good to see Roisin as well performing well in the last couple of games.
And you yourself have, I know you probably moved last year, but we had become accustomed to you as a full back out around the middle now.
I am sure I'm. Well, I'm centre back there last week, so back in maybe to
heading back towards goals. Heading back towards goals,
maybe. Moved out of it now. But yeah, no, it's going good. So hopefully
how did you find midfield?
I know it's, you know, you just take it whenever you're given a position. You're just told nearly what to do and what your role is, and you just have to take, you know, it's for the benefit of the team, and what we have to do is whatever we have to do to win, really. And that's it doesn't matter where you're playing. I think it goes for all the girls on the team. It doesn't matter where you're put. You put on the pitch, it's you have a role and you have a job to do, so in order to win the game, so that you'll do anything, really.
Yeah, Mayo, your opponents are on Sunday. Is there any advantage in winning on Sunday, or it doesn't really matter at this stage, does it?
Well, there's always an advantage. You go top of the grip, and
you get the second.
You get the easier draw, but really, there's no real easy draw from here on in. You know, it is a semi-final, so you know it's not going to be an easy run either way. So not really an advantage, as I'm sure this other side is going to be the same. Not really an advantage.
Yeah. Mayo seem to have come back into form. They seem to have left their troubles and struggles behind them. Massive score against Westmead the first day out, 7-22. 6-6 against Galway last week. That has nearly put the fear of God in you, wouldn't it?
Well, they're goal happy now at the minute, but that's something we have to be prepared for and we have to set up for. You know, we know that they're looking for the goals, and that's just something we have to make sure that we can tackle this weekend when we're going down there to play them.
Yeah, and have you got everybody going with you? Have you a full squad or?
Not a full squad. We're without Geraldine again, and we do have Katie. Katie's coming back into it.
That's Katie Hearn, yeah.
Yeah, Katie Hearn. Now she's coming back into it, and but everyone else, I think, is going good. Yeah.
And is Geraldine injured? Is she?
Jordan is injured. Yeah, she got injured in the Westmeath game.
Yeah, so obviously you're going to watch her now as well for later in the league. And, of course, the Championship is coming thick and fast as well this year, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. You want to maybe make sure that she's going to be okay for maybe hopefully we progress past. Oh, we're in the semi-final, so hopefully maybe she'll be back for it. Or, as you said, the Championship, yeah, it comes quite quick then after, a couple of weeks later, then we're into Championship then.